If you live in Alaska's rail belt, you might like to think electricity moves from the power plant to your light bulb in the most efficient, cheapest way possible. But because the region has six different utilities that haven't always gotten along, that might not be the case. Now, for the first time in years, the state is seriously talking about putting a kind of referee in charge of how electricity moves from point A to point B. That could lower your electric bill, but the rail belt's power companies are nervous about handing over the keys. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh has more.
Want some tea?
Chris Rose is making tea in his apartment in downtown Anchorage. He uses an electric stove to boil the water. Pretty simple stuff. But Rose, who is executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, knows that how the electricity got to his stove is anything but simple.
There is a backstory to this whole miracle that we call electricity that we use all the time in our lives, but often just take for granted because all we really want is the light to go on when we flip the switch.
That backstory is especially messy in Alaska. There are six power companies in the rail belt, the region stretching from Fairbanks to Homer. That's a lot of utilities for a relatively small population, and in the past, they haven't worked together very well. Rose says that could mean we're paying more for electricity than we should.
The utilities collectively have spent more than $1.5 billion on new, mostly natural gas generation over the last 5 years. In the rail belt, some critics would say we didn't necessarily need all of that had we had regional planning.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska keeps tabs on the grid. Chairman Bob Pickett says the rail belt grid was set up decades ago when Alaska's population was smaller and really spread out. Then it made sense for each town to have their own power company.
You know, when you look at it historically, it's not real surprising that it happened that way. As we said in our report to the legislature, if you were starting from scratch today, you would probably have a different structure.
The commission told lawmakers the rail belt power grid needs reform and maybe a kind of supervisor. That person, really a group of people, would look at the whole grid and make sure electricity moves around the region efficiently. Paul Hines, professor of electrical engineering at the University of Vermont, says some version of this is pretty common in the lower 48.
Some coordination is definitely a good idea because electricity is one of those things where you've got to balance everything within the system at every second of every day. And so that balancing activity for the system as a whole is very important.
Regional planning has taken on urgency because Alaska needs new transmission lines. That will cost hundreds of millions of dollars at a time when the state doesn't have much extra cash to pay for it. So the cost will probably end up on Alaskans' electricity bills. For now, the state is letting the utilities try to work things out themselves. And at least two of them, Chugach Electric and Anchorage Municipal Light and Power, are seriously talking about teaming up within months and letting the other utilities join after that. This is Chugach Electric CEO Lee Thiebert.
You know, a year, I think, is really optimistic. It might take us 2 years, but I really do think that we can pull this together in pretty short order.
But some of the Rail Belt 6 power companies aren't thrilled about a new group of people looking over their shoulders, a group that could include renewable energy advocates like Chris Rose. Golden Valley Electric President Corey Borgeson from Fairbanks isn't comfortable rushing into a new way of doing things.
I called it a legacy project. You make a mistake, we're going to be living with it for a long time, and there could be very big dollars at stake.
One thing that might take some time? They need to hammer out how each power company gets paid for the electricity sent to someone else's territory. If all six companies can't settle this issue themselves, the state might step in to make sure electricity gets from power plants to teapots in the most affordable way.
Green? Is that okay?
Green would be great. Yeah. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.